Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome into CHGO Tavern Style, presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Ave location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. I'm Sean Anderson of CHGO White Sox.
I'm Herb Lawrence of CHGO White Sox.
Hey, I know you.
Yeah.
Hey, we do a show together.
You're familiar.
Today's show, we are going to be talking about what is the best job in sports. Herb, you threw this out in professional sports.
Yes.
What is the best job to have in professional sports? Sports.
I know people are out there right now saying, backup quarterback in the NFL, that guy doesn't have to play. And they look specifically at Chase Daniel, who made about $42 million in his 14-year career in the NFL and barely played. So that's a great job. But you know what's better than maybe playing eventually as a backup quarterback in the NFL is being a bullpen catcher in the major leagues. You don't have to play at all. Your responsibility is to catch the bullpen guy who's coming into the game. Feedback is coming from the bullpen coach to the pitching coach. You don't have real responsibility except for laying your glove there. The knees might get a little weary, but you make a good salary. I think some make about $50,000. You can make up to $90,000 in that job. You go on the road with the team, so you look like a major league player. If you're one of those guys who like to envision himself as a major league player that just didn't get there, that is the second best thing. I think announcers are good too. Like when they go on the road, they get treated like the same as a major league baseball player. They stay in the same hotel, eat at the same restaurants. But you are our MLB bullpen catcher. When you're on the field with your full uniform on, nobody could tell if you are bullpen catcher or you're the actual player that is going to be in the game that day. So you have all the none of the responsibility, but all the shine there. And with the salary, and you get MLB per diem. So that is my favorite thing. If I ever go back into the past, and I know everybody wants to be a Major League Baseball player or NFL player, but no, I'm a downshift. I'm going to tell my kid, if I ever have a kid, hey, man, be a long snapper or be a bullpen catcher because you're still in the league and you still get paid.
Well, and it's tough to just be Steven Strasburg. There's only one Steven Strasburg, right? Yeah. I mean, even I feel a little bit weird being like, oh, I'd just be LeBron James. Like, yeah, the best job in professional sports is just being the best player in basketball.
But heavy is the crown, though.
That's true. Before we go into mine, stop by Salerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Ave in Chicago's West Town, and enjoy our tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers. Whether you are headed to the game, want to watch live on their big screens, or you're watching from home, they've got you covered. Go to salernospizza.com, call 312-666-3444, and mention CHGO to get half off your pizza. So thank you to Salerno's Pizza for sponsoring Tavern Style. You talk about being a bullpen catcher, though. You want to be a bullpen catcher with Camilo Duvall throwing 100 and the lights going out?
Not really, but that is
You're wearing what, protection?
Yeah, I'm wearing protection. I'm in the bullpen already. No one sees me messing up except for Camilo Duvall, the bullpen coach, and maybe the couple fans who are above me. But, you know, if I get hurt, yeah, I still get a job. I get out. Even if Camilo Duvall hits me square in the nuts, I still get out, I still get insurance, I still get that money, and I still travel with the team. So next time you go to the game and you're watching the guy warming up in the bullpen, tell me if you tell the difference between Martin Maldonado, Corey Lee, and the bullpen catcher. You can't. They're indistinguishable. And that is the job of a bullpen catcher. He still looks like a major leaguer, even though he's not. He didn't do anything to get there as a major leaguer. He, like, there's not a like a hierarchy. Like, you get called up from minor league bullpen catcher to major league. I'm sure there is. But there's not a guy that's like, oh, man, my dream is to make it to the major leagues as a bullpen catcher. Only Herb Lawrence feels that way.
I don't feel that way. Here's the issue. How many guys are on an MLB roster?
26 active.
How many guys are on an active NHL roster?
I don't know. Probably 30?
Around 24, I think, because what? There's six defensemen. There's 18 forwards, right? And then you got two goalies. Yeah. So I'd say around 24. How many guys are on an NFL roster?
52.
Exactly. 53. That's a lot. 15 on an NBA roster. I want to be the 12th man. I don't need to be the 15th man because my job is, you know, someone's on my heels. Okay. Someone's coming up. I'm the most easily replaceable guy unless I'm Luke Walton and I'm playing for Phil Jackson, right? 12th, though, I'm not getting playing time. Nope. Maybe 7 minutes in a blowout, but I'm still on an NBA team. And here's the thing. When there was a photo of Kobe's team from like 07 to 08, and it's like, how did Kobe drag this team to back-to-back finals, and it's because Paul Gasol is a Hall of Famer. Yeah. But, like, you look at all the guys that aren't Paul Gasol, and yeah, I think I know Sasha what's his fucking name? Sasha Vucevic?
Yeah.
Not Vucevic. That works. Anyways, there's just a ton of guys that you're like, who the hell is this? I don't remember these guys. I'd love to be the 12th man. Get a ring. People know that I'm a Laker guy, kind of like with you. You know, you got the presence of an NBA player, but you're not Kobe. You're not Paul Gasol.
But think about that, though. You have to practice like you're going to play those games, and you have to be the scout team of the other team and act like, hey, Kobe Bryant, you're going against Chris Paul today. I'm going to act like Chris Paul and try to guard you, and you're going to try to take the ball away from me as Chris Paul. So you got to actually work for that millions of dollars. And I get what you're saying. That's awesome. And if I had a choice to be one of the four major sports players, I would choose the NBA because they have the best schedule. They don't work in the summer. They travel everywhere. Like, they never spend two nights in the same city. They have a great schedule. And that's, man, if you like having extracurriculars, going out to parties, seeing the ladies and or women or guys out there chilling out and getting some of that residual, yeah, I get what you're saying, man. You make more money than a bullpen catcher. But I think you have to work for that, too. Well, and now they send those guys in between there and the D-League or whatever they call it now. Jesus. And so you got to go down and play in Windy City Bulls if you were like the 12th man on the Bulls team and you get loaned out to them. And then when the major team was like, hey, we need you on this bench even though you're not playing, you got to go back to like Charlotte to meet up with them.
I'm just thinking, at least on that specific 07 to 08 Laker team, I could guard Derek Fisher in practice. No problem. Absolutely. That guy was like 38. I'm absolutely locking down Derek Fisher in practice. So, like, that's why it doesn't sound too easy to me. If I'm guarding, you know, maybe a Tyrese Maxey, yeah, then I'm going to be huffing and puffing and throwing up. Anyways, that's going to do it for CHGO Tavern Style. That's Herb Lawrence. I'm Sean Anderson. We will talk to you next week.
We all silly like the mayor.